Joining us now is Dave Govitz. Dave, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us here on Lindell TV.
Thank you very much.
Hey, David, give our audience, because we've got new listeners joining us all the time, give your background, will you please?
Yeah, I'll sum it up in about 30 seconds for you. I served 20 years in the United States Air Force. I was with the Office of Special Investigations. They handle all felony investigations for the Air Force and counterterrorism, counterintelligence. My last assignment with the Air Force was in New Mexico, and then I retired and came back as a civilian federal agent with OSI, and eventually went to the State Department for Arabic, to be an Arabic linguist. This was right after 9/11. I finished up after a year, right before we went into Iraq in 2003, and I spent over 6 months in Iraq, and primary mission was to search for the 55 top leaders of Saddam Hussein and the weapons of mass destruction. Came back late 2003, and I made it my mission to do the same things I did for the government, collecting counterintelligence, working counterterrorism. But this time I would do it, of course, as a civilian, no ties to the government. And I started going around the country, various mosques. I went to over 400 mosques so far, Islamic mosques, to see what they're actually teaching in the mosque in America. And I can tell you that they're not teaching love and peace. They are teaching hate. It's very, very dangerous. I would say that most mosques are simply sleeper cells, and when they need to wake up, they will be woke up and will have more attacks. So that's what I've been doing since I left the government in late 2003.
Okay. An article that's come out, Americans think the unthinkable, more than half of Trump voters and 41% of Biden supporters want red and blue states to secede from one another and form two countries. There's another article in The Atlantic, but they're interviewing a conservative guy from the Claremont Institute. The headline, The Conservatives Dreading and Preparing for Civil War. It seems as though they're doing everything they can to push us towards civil war. We're reading tonight about a lady that Biden wants to put in charge of the comptroller of the U.S. currency, who has praised the former Soviet Union, who has praised China. We're hearing tonight about a lady, I think she's going to be appointed to go into the Bureau of Land Management, who has been what many reports declare an eco-terrorist. When you look at everyone they're putting in this administration, they are clearly, and what they're doing to the U.S. military and to patriots like Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, I mean, everything tells us they are preparing for a complete Marxist revolution in this country. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree 100%. And, you know, you and I several months ago had discussed the Civil War situation in America, and it's been my belief that we are already and have been in the early stages of the Civil War. Throughout my lifetime, I've never seen anything like what we're going through ever. With the Lieutenant Colonel, my heart goes out to his family. You know, I love all of our troops. It is so sad what's going on with him, but that is only the beginning. We have much more in store for us.
Well, we're also hearing tonight we have basically an army. If you want to go to the screenshot, Logan, we have here. Breitbart's reporting tonight, Biden's DHS issues new sanctuary country orders protecting criminal illegal aliens from deportation. I mean, everything seems to be tonight, and that's linked over at worldviewreport.com. We also have got a report tonight that there is going to be, even NBC News is reporting, David, that there are going to be some 400,000 illegals that come into the United States just in the month of October alone. We have a foreign invasion, and I don't mean foreigners as in just those individuals. I'm talking about a foreign army. We have basically a foreign army and jihadists already infiltrating and pouring into this U.S. We already have terror cells here. We know it. We know it from federal court documents that we have terror cells here in the U.S. already, don't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And as I had mentioned, I've been over 400 mosques in America. I call them sleeper cells for a reason. It's because of the evidence that I find inside these mosques. They are teaching hate, how to divide America, how to divide even families in America. There is nothing good and peaceful and loving coming out of the Islamic mosque in America. They are preparing. They know exactly what's going on. And the Biden administration, they're not just a dozen mistakes he has made. They are mistakes that we're looking at, but many of these are very intentional. What he did in Afghanistan was intentional. He knew exactly what he's doing. The situation at the border, Biden and the people who are telling him what to do know exactly what's going to happen when we have thousands of illegal immigrants coming into America.
Here is NBC. Logan, will go to this audio clip with Lester Holt on NBC. And if they're saying 400,000, we know it's going to be more than that.
Oh, of course. We have thousands who come in that we have no idea that they haven't got here.
Yeah, absolutely. Logan, let me know if this audio comes over, if we're plugged in correctly. Here we go. Here's Lester Holt. You don't have that? You don't have that audio at all? Well, that's the weirdest thing. You know, it was actually coming out of another camera across the room. That's the weirdest thing. Yeah, absolutely. Everything's plugged in. Like always. Everything we always do. It was coming across something else across the room, for Pete's sake. Yeah. I'm just telling you. All right. But anyway, the bottom line is even NBC News, David, is reporting that 400,000 illegals will come over the border in the month of October. So I bet the number is much, much higher than that.
Oh, of course. If they say 400,000, you can count on 600,000.
We also have another report tonight over at The New American, and I think it's quoting Laura Logan, that the border, she's got sources inside the government, and of course I'm sure people outside the government, they're experts such as yourself, talking about the dangers of a bioweapon slipping over the border. Thoughts?
That would be so easy to do. A bioweapon could come in even through the U.S. mail. That it's not something that we should disregard.
Let's talk also about the issue of the supply chain breaking. We are getting several reports. Here is one now. Shipping workers warn of imminent global transport system collapse. If you go to worldviewreport.com, you'll find that report. But we got experts that are warning, that do this. This is what they do. And they're warning about our just-in-time inventory collapsing. Again, all of this stuff seems to be happening at a time it's not coincidental. All this stuff is converging at one time. They're giving out checks to make people stay at home. I see today they're going to increase food stamps by 25%. Everything they're doing has a chain reaction, and they know it. And it seems as though if you want to take over a country, as I'm doing a series on Sunday nights, the great collapse is necessary for the great reset, for the World Economic Forum to have their great reset. I think they want the great collapse to justify it. We have, I think, six Fs I've come up with, you know, finances, food, family health care, firearms, First Amendment, foreign invasion. These are the things they're doing. If you want to control the people, get control of the food. Have a food collapse where they are dependent and will sit down and shut up because they got to put food on the table because now there's a collapse in supply chain. This is making the American people dependent on the government or potentially dependent on the government. This is making the American people very vulnerable. This is not making the American people rugged individuals unless they've prepared, correct?
Yeah, that's something I've said for so long. I consider myself a prepper. I'm not the best. It takes some resources, but most every family can prepare. And that's what I've been putting out for the last several months. America's crumbling as we speak. It's going under, and it's going under intentionally by the left. They're doing their part on making America fall. And I encourage all families to prepare, because if it collapses, and this could happen overnight, the government is not going to be coming to you. You're going to have your children you need to feed. You're going to need to protect them. It's start preparing now and have at least several months of food and, if possible, water and your security measures in place.
And again, this comes from someone that is a veteran of the military and military intelligence, and you've seen hard times. You've seen rough times. You were right in the middle of it in other countries. You saw what tyrants and dictators do and how they bring up people to their knees, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen, and no one wants to witness a child go hungry. And I've seen that in other countries. And if you can only imagine, you're a 6 or 7 year old little daughter or son sitting at a table, and you can't bring them anything that afternoon to eat, and you don't know if they're going to have any kind of breakfast. That is the worst feeling in the world. Now, something that was told to me by the Al-Qaeda and Saddam Fedayeen that we captured in Iraq was, I had asked them, what is going to be the next type of attacks in America? Now, this was in 2003, and they said they are going to go after the hearts of the American people. And I asked, what did that mean? They said, the hearts of the American people are your children. And that was how they were going to attack America, with the children. Not necessarily in physical type attacks, but they were going to go in our school systems, which they are doing a very good job. And they are hand in hand. Islamic terror groups are working hand in hand with the people on the left. That has been proven over and over, and we've got to be prepared because it's coming.
That's that red-green axis, the red being the Marxist, the green being the Islamic jihadi, green are their jihadi flags, their national flags. That red-green axis, they're working together.
They're working together. When I go to the mosque, every mosque I've been going to in the last just year, they all support Biden and AOC and the other far-left individuals, because they know that they right now have the upper hand. And Islamic leaders will always go with the people they feel has the upper hand.
David, do you have a website tonight you want to give out, or you're one of the old school guys that doesn't really do that?
I've got a blog. It's called www.wearenotafraid.blogspot.com.
Well, give that again, because people need time to write that one down.
Okay. It's really just wearenotafraid@blogspot.com.
Okay, give it one more time.
Okay. wearenotafraid@blogspot.com.
All right. I asked you to give it a few times, so we get emails from people that have said, can you have your guest give that more than once if it's not on the screen, so that we can get it. So, David, thank you for being with us. Always, as always, we appreciate your service to our country. You're still serving our country. And if you have any breaking news, I want you to come back and let us know so we can get you on right away. Will you?
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. David Gobbett's checking in tonight. He's the author, by the way, of a book called Muslim Mafia. He wrote with Paul Sperry. So if you want to go online and order that book, it's called Muslim Mafia. He wrote it with Paul Sperry, Dave Gobbett's and Paul Sperry. It's an excellent book. I highly, highly recommend that book.